Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The sunshine we've been enjoying the past few days warmed things up just enough to thin out the ice that covers local ponds, and that proved deadly for two boys in separate incidents in New Jersey yesterday.
Grief counselors at every school here in Carteret today following the death of David Tilburg, the 15-year-old who loved singing and dreamt of being the next Justin Bieber. Well, he and a friend went out to Carteret Park 7 last night and fell through the ice. His friend got out, but David was in there for more than 45 minutes and later died. Here's his aunt, Nicole.
He was just the best. Funny, goofy, just a kid, you know, innocent, didn't deserve this.
2 hours earlier, another tragedy, this time in East Brunswick, the pond behind the police station. Three boys fell through the ice there. Two made it out, but a 13-year-old eighth grade boy did not. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Carteret.
It used to be that cash was king. But not anymore in some restaurants and retail businesses, credit or debit cards only. Today, the city council is expected to approve a proposal to ban such discrimination. Mayor de Blasio has expressed support for the measure. It's already illegal in New Jersey for businesses to refuse cash. San Francisco and Philadelphia have passed similar laws. In Massachusetts, there's been a requirement for retailers to accept cash since 1978. For the second time in 4 years, Fairway Market has filed for bankruptcy protection under Chapter 11. The company has agreed to sell its five Manhattan stores to Village Supermarket Company, which owns the ShopRite chain. The purchase price, $70 million. Fairway will continue to operate its other nine stores until buyers can be found. An argument at a bodega in Hell's Kitchen this morning spilled into the street and led to gunfire. Police say a 31-year-old man was shot in the back. He tried to drive away but crashed into a car dealership at 50th and 11th Avenue. He was pronounced dead later at the hospital. Police say another person was in the car with him, but his involvement in the incident is unclear. So far, no arrest, and the victim's identity has not been released. Testimony has begun in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial in Manhattan. Actress Annabella Sciorra, who claims that Weinstein raped her in the early 1990s, is now on the stand. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports on yesterday's opening statements.
The prosecution told the jury that the person seated before them was not a harmless old man, but rather a sexual predator who used his power in Hollywood to silence his victims. Assistant DA Megan Haas described in graphic details how Harvey Weinstein allegedly raped a woman in her New York hotel room in 2013 and forced another to take part in a sex act at his apartment in 2006. Weinstein's defense said in opening arguments that the interactions between him and the women was consensual. They pointed to emails sent after the alleged incidents that show what they described as a loving relationship. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
An Our City, Our Vote rally is scheduled for noon today outside City Hall. Some council members will introduce legislation today that would give the right to vote in municipal elections to immigrant New Yorkers with green cards and work permits. Councilmember Idanis Rodriguez argues that those who pay their taxes and contribute to our economy should also have the right to elect their local leaders.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.